Thank you, Ray. Hello, Chris. How are you doing?
Good, you?
I'm actually doing pretty good, brother. Thank you for asking. Chris, I'm gonna try to do and make this pretty brief and straight to the point. I hope you're okay with that.
Yeah, I'm actually pulling a tractor right now to go do a driveway.
Okay. Well, again, I mean, it will take me maybe 10 minutes to go
You're
over
good.
things here with you. Do you have that to spare?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I want to just ask you very straightforward, brother. I mean, you come across to me like a straight shooter, so I'm not going to sit here and give you any sales pitch or none of that nature, man. I'm just going to, let you know how it is. If it's something that, you find affordable and you see the value on being on Google's first page, we can move forward. Now,
Okay.
Ridgetop Land Management, what exactly do you specialize in, brother?
So I've got my grade two septic installer, so I can do all install like new installs, repairs, in North Carolina. Straightforward. And then we do driveways, like scrape driveways, get gravel on them. And then we also do tree trimming, removal, like hazardous tree removal.
Okay.
Let's see what else.
What part
So,
of North Carolina are you mostly, where are you out of?
Hendersonville.
Harrisonville. Okay. Perfect. And how far are you willing to travel for clients?
30 miles.
About 30 miles all around. Okay. So this is what we're offering, Chris, to make things pretty straightforward here. We had a position within Google's first page that became available and open for placement. Okay, just so you know, the way that this works is in order to be on the first page of Google, there has to be an available spot there. It's not like I can take somebody off of there to put you there. Okay, because on the first page of Google, there's only about 8 slots. Okay, and then people got to go to page number 5, page number 10, page number 20. Obviously, on page number 1 is where people stay hella busy. Why? Because when somebody goes on Google, 95% of people, they choose from the people that pop up right on the first page. Okay. So what we would do is that we would put Ridgetop Land Management right alongside of Apex Underground, AAA Septic, Carolina Septic Solutions, All About Septic, Quality Home Consultants, and B&B. Not sure if you heard of any of these companies before, brother.
Yeah,
Okay. Well, these companies, just so you know, Chris, they do very similar work like you. The only difference is that obviously, because they're on that first page of Google, that's how they're staying quite busy. Okay. I promise you that it's not because they're doing any work better than you or, something that's completely out of the ordinary, better than you. Absolutely not. It's the simple fact that their first options on Google, when anybody goes on there and types in, septic install, septic removal, tree trimming or concrete or site prep or demo, whatever it is, these guys come up as first option. So that's where we would be doing for you. Now, the other question, you said you also do tree trimming? Okay. So you do tree trimming and then the septic installs tree trimming. Okay. Are you doing concrete or no?
No.
Okay. Perfect.
Nope.
All right. Perfect. Okay. Bear with me here one quick second. Let me pull this up here for you. And here's the question that I do want to ask, Chris. Are you in a position now where if we were to start sending work from the Google platform, are you able to handle more business?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's what I wanted to hear. And just so you know, the reason that we ask that question, and it's a very important portion for us, is because we know the minute if we decide to move forward with you, you know, what happens when you hit that first page? Obviously, you know, the phone starts ringing. So the other question, brother, have you built a website for the business yet?
No, I haven't.
You have not. Okay. The only reason I'm asking that, just so you know, Chris, is that obviously if we put you on the first page of Google, we want your profile to look professional. Okay. So we would build a website for you, and there will be no additional charge for that. It's already included with the service. Okay.
Right.
I just sent that over to you. I sent you a sample site. Do you mind letting me know if you got that?
Yeah, I did. Hold on just a second.
Uh-huh, no worries. Take your time, brother.
That's just driving through a construction zone.
No worries, man. Take your time. I'm here for another 7 hours. I'm not rushing anywhere. When you open the text message, it's going to say 4 Elements Tree Care, LLC.
Yes.
Let me know. Yeah, so you see there where it says the 4 Elements Tree Care. Obviously, the title to this, Chris, would say Ridgetop Land Management. Okay?
Sure.
It would be your company. Okay? And then right underneath that, where it says Expert Services, this is where we would list whatever services that you offer to the public, Chris. Now, in order for us to put a service there, you actually have to do it, right? I can't put on here that you do flooring just to get you more clients, okay? So whatever it is that you do, you actually have to do it in order for us, right? So if you do tree trimming, you know, like this company, they do tree trimming, tree removal, stump grinding. In your case, we would put, you know, septic installs and whatever services that you offer. Now,
Yes, sir. Do
you have pictures of the work that you do, Chris?
I got some, not much.
Okay, no worries,
I
mean,
I'm about to have more.
Oh, excellent, excellent. The only reason I asked that, brother, is that if we move forward to work with you, we would actually use those pictures to put them on the website.
Okay.
So people can see your work. And then on the same website, just to make it a little quicker, if you go to the bottom, the customers can schedule an appointment or reach out to you via the website. You know, they can text you from there. Way down the bottom, we'll put navigation, you know, how far you're willing to travel, those 30 miles, what time of operation that you're open. And then on the bottom right corner of that, there's a little phone and text message icon. The customer doesn't have to look your number up. They just hit that little phone icon, and they'll be in contact with you directly. Now, aside from the website, Chris, do you have any social media presence by any chance?
I got Facebook.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is that Google has a partnership with Facebook, Chris. So what we would do is that we would run ads on Facebook for you. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's already included with our service. The ads on Facebook are working miracles right now. So the way that works is that, I don't know if you've been on your personal Facebook page, Chris, and then suddenly you get ads like commercials that pop up for electricians or plumbers or, you know, So it would be the same concept. The only thing that those pop-ups would be for Ridgetop.
Okay.
And then lastly, we would also list you through Apple because Apple is associated with Google. So anyone that has an iPhone and uses Safari or Siri, you would be listed on there as well. Obviously, you know, the bread and butter here is that first page of Google. I mean, that's where you want to definitely be. Now, let's get into the pricing, which you want to know, right? The price for the service is actually quite affordable, brother. People always assume that it's Google services and that it's quite expensive. It's actually a flat rate per month with no contract, and it's $299 a month. And there's no contract and there's no paid per lead service. What do I mean by that? That there's third party vendors like Home Advisor, Yelp, Angie's List, Thumbtack. These are all third party vendors. What they do is that they sell you leads, and whether it's a good lead or not, you still got to pay for it.
Oh yeah.
And What puts Google aside and what makes Google so much more successful is that you're not going to be paying per lead, and you're not going to be chasing down the customers. The customers are going to be calling you when they need your service. Okay? Yeah. That's what puts Google way ahead of the competition. Not to give that anytime somebody does a search on the internet, you know, 98% of the population nationwide uses Google. I'm sure that even yourself, Chris, when you're, you know, looking something up, whether it's an address or a restaurant or whatever the case is, you probably use Google yourself. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's where we would be placing you. Again, it's $2.99 a month. There's no contract. It's month to month. What does that mean? It means that you have the right to stop or cancel the service at any given time, brother. But obviously, you know, as long as we keep that consistency flow of work coming in, I don't see a reason for you to want to stop the service.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And now the other thing is, I also want to be very transparent with you, Chris, is that I don't want to come here today and paint a picture that you're going to become a multimillionaire from one day to another just because you're on Google. I mean,
I understand that.
Yeah. You know, and I only say that because, you know, there's so many companies that because these guys are working off of a commission check, that they tell their customers, oh, I'm going to get you these many customers, and you're going to have this, and you're going to have that. And, you know, they overpromise and underdeliver. And that's not something that we do, brother. I mean, I can tell you this much. You won't be a multimillionaire from one day to another being on that first page of Google, but opening up those consistency flow of work and opportunity is something that we do very well. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, I got the keywords that I list you under. Now, what days and what times would you like it to say on Google that you're open and available to take calls from clients?
I mean, you can do any time. I mean, I just got to be able to work around my full-time job, which I'm usually going 2 days at a time. So,
okay.
I can plan around that.
All right, and what are the days that you're working then, Chris?
It rotates every week.
It rotates, okay.
So I do, yeah, so I'm career fire. So, I work, this week I work Saturday, Sunday, and then I'm off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then I go back and work Friday, Saturday, and then I'm off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then the next week I work Thursday, Friday, and then I'm off Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So every week I go down a day.
Oh, okay. All right. But you know what? Even the days that you're not able to get to the phone, they can leave a message for you, right?
I still carry my phone at work. So, I mean, I still answer.
Okay.
I might just not answer off the bat.
All right. So I would put you down Monday through Friday, or do you also do Saturdays, brother?
I do every day of the week.
Oh.
7 days a week.
Okay. Let's do that Monday through Sunday. How does 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. sound for you?
I mean, you can put 24 hours a day. I don't care.
Really? I mean, are you really willing to do the work at any given time if you're free?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, excuse me, brother. Okay, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, give me a second. Let me put that on here. All right. All righty. Thank you so much. Okay, perfect. And then you said 30 miles. Okay, perfect. All
right. From 28739.
Yeah, from 28739. Yep. Okay. And are you working solo right now, Chris?
I got a little bit of help.
You got a little bit of help. Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Okay, perfect. All right. Does have a little bit of help. Okay. Perfect. And then you said you have a little bit of pictures, but you're definitely going to be getting some more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. That's also what I wanted to hear. That's excellent. Okay. Now, tomorrow, which is Thursday, Chris, you'll get a call from one of our IT guys. These are the guys, I'm sure you know what the IT department is. I mean, these are the guys that are going to build the website for Rich Top, the guys that are going to put you on the first page of Google, The guys are going to do the ads on Facebook. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare, brother?
11
a.m. to 12 p.m. Okay. I'll make that happen. No problem. All right. Bear with me here 1 second. And I'm sorry if I sound repetitive, Chris. The system just prompted me right now to ask and verify with you. You are able to take on more work if we send that over to you, correct? Obviously, at yes. your availability. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Okay. Bear with me 1 second here. And this is Chris your name, brother? Or is that short for Christian?
No, it's Christopher.
Oh, Christopher.
Yep.
Perfect. And what's your last name, Chris?
Hall,
Hall, you said? Hall?
Yep.
All right. And what's a good email address for you, brother?
Chris_Hall_28@yahoo.com.
I gotta tell you something. It's been a quite a while since I see Yahoo, man.
I've had it for so long. That's why I still got it.
Oh, okay. No. No. All power to you, brother. I'm just saying. I normally Gmail just took over the whole entire thing. You know what I'm saying?
My work email is Gmail.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I haven't seen someone give me a Yahoo email address. For the most part, it's a Gmail account. That's pretty neat. Okay. Perfect. And then you have access to Chris_Hall_28@Yahoo, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's on my phone.
Okay. Excellent. That's even better. So I can send the info and confirmation there. Okay. And then what address do you have the business registered to, Chris? Where we would never put this on Google. It's just in case we send any correspondence in the mail.
42 Red Bull's Liar.
42 Red Bull?
Rebels, R-E-B-A-L-S, space. Oh, R-E-B-E-L-S, Liar, L-A-I-R, Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Okay, I have a zip code 28739.
Yep.
All righty, perfect. All right, stop by here with me for 1 second. All right, brother. Give me 1 second, man. I promise you'll see the, you're going to be pretty happy on that first page, man. I mean, do you know some of the guys that I mentioned to you? Have you heard of any of them?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, they're going to be in for a treat seeing you up there with them. Huh? Okay. All right. Bear with me 1 second. And I do have to create a password for the account, Chris. This is just in case you call us or you ever wanted to make a change on Google or so forth. We have to verify that we're speaking with you and you alone. So there's three security questions. You can choose one of these for the account. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
Pet's name.
Okay. And what is that?
Kylo, K-Y-L-O.
K-Y-L-O. Okay. Is that a dog, brother?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It don't sound like a small dog to me.
Like 68 pounds.
Oh, okay. Okay. What breed is that?
He's equal parts Siberian Husky, Lab, German Shepherd, and equal parts German Shepherd, Lab, Siberian Husky, and about 8% bulldog.
Okay, that sounds like a big dog to me, just by what you're describing, brother.
I ain't real big. He's a big baby.
That's funny. I don't mean to jump off topic, but I have a Maltese at home. It's about 17 pounds, so I think that'd be a snack for your dog.
Oh yeah. Which he plays. I mean, all he does is play. So
it's funny. Sometimes you see these big old dogs and you're scared of them, and they're so playful, you know.
Oh, mine don't run from you. He's a rescue.
Oh, nice. Let's see here. Okay, perfect. Alrighty. The pictures that you do have, Chris, do you have those on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Righty, almost done here, brother.
Are you good?
Okay, so in order to get the ball rolling, Chris, the company does allow you two separate ways that you can satisfy the monthly payment so we can get this started. You can take care of it with the company card if you have one for Rich Top, or you can use a personal debit or credit card. Which would you prefer, brother?
It'd be personal.
Personal, okay. Because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, the card has to have the identical name on it as you provide us, or our system will reject this. So does it say Christopher Hall, or does it have like a middle name, middle initial on there?
It's got a middle initial. It's got a middle initial.
What is that?
V as in Victor.
V as in Victor. Okay, stand by 1 second. Okay, and is this a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express, brother?
It is, I think it's a Visa.
It's a Visa. Okay, bear with me here one quick second. Let me go ahead and change that on here.
Yep, it is.
Okay. All right, all Visa starts with the number 4, brother. When you're ready, you can provide that number, and then you're going to get the confirmation right to your email while we're on the phone.
4327.
Okay.
3901.
Okay.
1459.
Okay.
1442.
Expiration date?
12 of 26.
12 of 26?
Yes.
Oh, it's almost expiring this year. Okay. And then it's something called a CC code, Chris. It's going to be the last 3 digits behind that card.
885.
885. All right, brother. Stand by for me 1 second while I verify that that card you provided is a valid one. Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. And while I do that, I do have to read our disclosure to you, and this is just to verify that all the information that you have provided is correct. So before processing the payment, I'm going to walk you through what we call a voice verification. The reason behind this is that we do have you on a pre-agreement discount, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice via email and text message. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask at any point. I'll be more than happy to clarify anything for you. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being monitored and recorded. To make sure that I have everything correct on my end, Chris, can you please verify the name of the company?
Rich Top Land Management.
Okay. Rich Top Land Management. Do you have an LLC attached to that or no, brother?
No.
Okay, perfect. No, it's not a problem. We just need to verify. Okay. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with Rich Top, please?
Christopher Hall, owner, operator.
Owner, operator. Thank you very much. And you are the authorized person to enter this agreement on behalf of Rich Top Land Management, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And you are also the authorized party on the card information and billing info that you provided today, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Chris, we also ask that you're involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay. As a result of increased visibility, keep in mind that, you know, because we will be placing you on the first page, obviously your visibility is going to be a lot bigger. You might get calls. If you get calls from any third party to verify that it's us, remember that we would always ask you for the password, which is Kylo. Okay, so at any point, brother, if you want to say, hey, man, I want to make sure, you know, I'm talking to the right guys that I'm working with, they have to know your password, because that's one thing that we verify. If they don't know your password, say, no, thank you, have a nice day. Okay. Now, we also ask that if you, for whatever reason, bring on another company on board. I mean, this usually only happens, brother, when you have, like, the same company but in a different state, where you would hire a different marketing company to do the work for you. If at any point you did hire someone else, all we ask is you keep us in the loop so we're making sure we're not duplicating our efforts. Okay.
Okay.
If that ever happens, okay. And then tomorrow, just do me a favor, brother. Make sure that between 11 and 12, you pick up the call, because it's going to be one of the technicians that's going to get the ball rolling, especially on that website. I mean, I can't tell you how important it is, brother, for you to have your own website. You're going to see the difference, man. It's just going to... I don't want to say legitimate, because you're already a legitimate company, but it just gives you a different view to the public. You see, you look, you know, the company just looks very professional. So make sure that when you get that call tomorrow that you answer it, that you provide any pictures that they ask you for, if you have any pictures of your working truck, any insurance, anything that you might want to provide to get the ball rolling a little bit faster that the agent asks you for, if you have it available. We ask that you submit anything no later than 7 days.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Bear with me here one quick second. All right. The payment will be processed today. It's March 11th for the total amount of $299 even. That is a flat rate. Okay. This non-refundable amount will be processed today, March 11th, 2026. Keep in mind that we do ask for a three-month verbal agreement. Chris, there's no contract, so you could actually stop the service whenever you like if you're not happy. But Google and the services on Google, in order for you to see the maximum potential that they have, we always ask that you stay with us at least 3 months, you know, so okay. You can see the max potential. Okay? And then
okay.
You may discontinue this agreement at any time. I mean, I don't think that you're going to have to, Chris, but it's my job to let you know that you could, because you're not under a contract, okay?
Okay.
So,
and do you, it just dawned on me, do you need my P.O. box for my card instead of my other one that's associated for the billing address on my card?
Oh, I'm glad you said that. So the 42 Rebels layer is not associated with the card?
No, it's I got my P.O. box associated with it.
Okay.
All this information.
Okay. What is the P.O. box number, brother?
It's P.O. box 343.
And is that in Hendersonville as well?
No, Brevard, North Carolina, 28712.
28712. Okay.
Yep.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me just change that really quick.
Thank you.
Okay, what city was that in, you said, brother?
Brevard, B-R-E-V-A-R-D. Crank it. Raise this box, please.
Okay, bear with me 1 second. All right, bear with me here 1 quick second. I'm almost done doing that change. And then, like I said, you can stop the service at any given time, brother, by contacting our customer service number. And I'll provide that for you here. Oh, give me 1 second. I was almost P.O. Box. Address P.O. Box 343. Brevard, North Carolina, 28712. Okay, there it is. All right, perfect. If you cancel within that 3 month, 90-day period, a cancel fee may apply. To prevent any charges from the next month's service, Chris, we ask that if you wanted to stop the service, just call us 3 days prior to the 11th. I already did the change. Can you let me know? Can you get on your email and let me know if you got, well, here, I'm going to send it to you right now, brother. Give me 1 second. All right. Okay, can you check your email, Chris, please?
Yeah, let me just say, I'm trying to get a pen out.
Okay. You got the first one. You don't need to write anything down on that one.
Yeah, I got the email.
Yeah, it's going to say local / initial invoice. Can you open that for me? And when you open it, it's going to say, hello, Christopher. Thank you for choosing local / and then right underneath that, it's going to say, please click here to accept terms. Let me know when you click on that, brother.
I got the – oh, yeah. Yeah, I got it. I agree with Steve.
Right underneath your number, there's going to be three little messages that you have to accept. It says that you give us permission to send you text messages when we need you to your phone number. So you, on the left, once you click on the little box, it's going to highlight a blue check mark. And then the same thing for the next one. You certify that you're the authorized. Okay. So it's three of them. And then right underneath that, you're going to see your name, Christopher B. Hall. Yeah, so you have to type in your name exactly how it appears there. Christopher space B space Hall, and then hit confirm signature, brother. Let me know when you do that. If you did it correctly, it's going to send you to another page that's going to ask you for a username and password.
Yeah, it did.
Okay. Don't worry about that. Tomorrow that you speak to the technician, brother, they will provide that for you.
Okay.
Okay. And let me just be the first one to say, Chris, welcome to the family here at Local Splash, a direct partner to Google. I think you're going to be very happy with Google services, brother. Just do me a favor. Tomorrow between 11 and 12, please be attentive to the phone call so you don't miss that.
Okay.
All right, Chris, and again, let's get the ball rolling, work together, and get a rich stop, you know, on that first page, man. So, and then most importantly, like I said, let's get that website of yours going. So, please answer your phone tomorrow, brother.
Will be.
Okay, I'm gonna send you an email reminder as well. I'll send you an email reminding you that you have an appointment with us tomorrow.
All right, sounds good, bud.
All right, Chris. I'll talk to you later, brother. Have a good one.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye now.